Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for September 19th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman, and hopefully you are listening at 9:19 right now, tonight, on 9:19:19. At 9:19 for maximum pleasure. That's the only, it's kind of like 3D, you know, or where you put on the glasses. The same thing. That you'd be listening to Lower Wacker Live at 9:19 on 9:19:19 for the maximum effect. Otherwise, you know, you're going to burn your eyes. How's everybody doing today? Thursday in this beautiful city, Chicago. Very crisp, kind of. It was hot earlier, and now it's starting to get cloudy. We still are way, way behind in our softball season, which is crazy. We haven't even started the playoffs, which is nuts. Now it's been moved back because of rain last week to the October 7th or something like that. I just realized it's going to change. I'm worried it's going to change my outfit. You know, like, now am I going to be the guy who has to wear a softball shirt with like a little sweatshirt underneath or on the top or some sort of, like, maybe go to Lululemon and get some leggings? It changes the game, you know, because some baseball players or football players, they don't care. You know, you get a Danny Trevathan's or Khalil Mack's not going to put on long sleeves in January to play like cold weather. But I don't know. In softball, you know, you want to keep yourself standing around. There's a lot of standing around. You know, I just gotta get my playoff look ready. I just feel like I don't have a playoff look. That's my problem right now. And I'm trying to decide if it's going to be more rayon and clingy or more loose. So essentially, more Roquan Smith or Ben Zobrist. I got to make a decision. Am I going, which kind of athlete am I going to be? Am I going to be more Ben Zobrist? Perfect. Now, Ben, that uniform makes you look like a regular dude. You don't look like an athlete. All right, so we got a show tonight, Extension 720, so we're going to get to this. And if you want to listen tonight, 720 WGN, 7 to 10. We got some cool stuff, including jazz guitarist George Freeman. George Freeman is 92 years old. Von Freeman's brother. The Freemans have been all over the place. He just played Jazz Fest. Dude played with Charlie Parker. He played with John Coltrane. When John Coltrane was young, he was the guy who was like, hey, John, this is how you want to play the saxophone. You're not playing it right. 92 years old, still going strong, and he's performing live tonight on our show, Extension 720. How fun is that? Charlie Parker. Right? I feel like Charlie Parker died in the 70s. Yeah, I don't know when he died, but I'm like, that's a long time after Charlie Parker to still be playing guitar. And he's got his guitar ready to rock. I'm excited. George Freeman tonight, Extension 720. All right, let's get to the headlines. Lake County officials dropped the murder charges against the five kids who, along with their friend, had tried to steal a car from a driveway. The homeowner shot and killed one of the kids. The others were charged with the kid's murder because that's what the law says to do, which is the dumbest application of the law ever. So I'm glad they got it figured out. I actually don't have anything to say about this because they got it figured out and they dropped the charges. There's no joke to be made. We'd be making fun of them forever if they went ahead with the charges. It'd be nonstop commentary on Lower Wacker Live. We'd be like, how dare you? How can you do this? But they dropped the charge. Doesn't mean those kids are going to be let go. They're still going to get busted for a bunch of other stuff, but not murder. Steve Bertrand, he had the chance to talk to, we talked about this on Mincing Rascal. He actually talked to the shooter, went to the house and talked to him. It was all off mic, but he talked to him. And the account that he had is different than the account that the police came forward on. So the police had said, you know, that they were coming at him. He said that he shot sort of a warning, and he believes that one of them kind of ran into the bullet because they were all scurrying around, you know, once he turned on the lights, and they were running around trying to and he shot, not hoping, he didn't want to shoot anybody, and the kid kind of ran into the bullet. That's a lot different than what was told to us, that they had a menacing knife in their hand and they were charging and attacking him. And there was a big difference in what he said, how many yards, you know, like, I think it was like, the police said they were 20 yards away and charging, and he said it was more like 40 yards. So there's a big difference. It doesn't mean that guy was guilty or wrong for shooting. It just changes the idea that you're going to charge people. I mean, at the end of the day, this is it was a crime. It was a carjacking. But at the end of the day, it seems to be a horrific accident. And so the idea of charging murder on these kids is ridiculous. So I'm glad they figured that out. All right. County Board President Toni Preckwinkle setting out to fix the Metra line serving the south side and the south suburbs of Chicago. She wants to reduce fares and, I don't know, make the trains run on time. It's been a huge problem for residents for decades, and frankly, awesome that a politician is recognizing. I mean, who would be against expanding services and making transit on the south side of Chicago more affordable? Dun-dun-dun-dun. Our mayor, that's who, yeah, Mayor Lightfoot, says no. She's against the plan because it would theoretically take riders from the CTA. Just let's face it. I mean, really, that's what we're worried about, competition between Metra and the CTA? That's ridiculous. What's the message there? The CTA's health seems more important than that of the South Side resident? What? Totally confusing, especially since on the north side of Chicago, they don't know who cares that the Metra runs down the Ravenswood and Bucktown. I mean, there's a point in Ravenswood where the trains are within a block of each other. You could see the train. You're on the Metra and you see the train line. In the south side of Chicago, whether it be Hyde Park or Pullman or some of the other neighbors, that's not the case. Everybody knows it's the Jeffrey bus or nothing. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement, and it smells of somebody who doesn't live in Chicago. To essentially assume that this would be competition for the CTA, I don't know, man. It seems like either like they're really worried about the bottom line and the CTA is not as healthy as they're saying it is, or they just don't understand what is in front of the citizens that live down there. Because whenever there's any inclement weather, whenever, the electric line on the Metra services going southbound are canceled. Canceled! Imagine you being a commuter and your train, you'd step into the Union Station, not even in inclement weather, just because of malfunctions, and it's canceled or it's an hour late. You expect that from Amtrak, but Metra? It blows my mind that any politician would be against it, or at least come out against the plan. There's a long way to go, and I'm sure there'd be a lot of backroom negotiation. But to come out, say to the public that you're against the plan because it's going to poach riders from the CTA, you're not paying attention, man. I don't know. I don't like that. The thing that kills me, too, is that on the north side, the Metra and CTA, nobody's crying foul. They love those things, right? Except for the fact that both of them are super crowded all the time, and that one dude always puts his bag on the seat while he's watching videos on his phone without earbuds. We get it. You like old Dr. Dre videos? Stop. Right. Maybe Lightfoot, you handle that. Right? You handle that part, and then Preckwinkle can handle the expansion of the Metra line. How about that? Or maybe deal with the fact that crime is up on the CTA. Terrible stats. Even though they've added a bunch of cameras, I think criminals are onto the, quote, video surveillance capabilities of the CTA. Maybe instead of worrying about the Metra, maybe invest in HD cameras. The CTA has never met a grainy perp photo they didn't like. How many times have you been like, someone got jumped on the CTA? Here's a photo of a blob. There he is walking past. You see that blob? That guy did it, I think. That's a guy. I don't know what that. That could be a dinosaur. We don't know. It could be Bigfoot. It's like, take your chances on that. And, you know, it's the joke of it, too, is that for years they have dialed back on putting actual human beings in security on the CTA. There's no more. They automated the voices. Is there even someone even driving these trains anymore? They lock themselves in the front. You never see anybody who works for the CTA actually on the CTA, do you? I mean, think about the CTA buses, too. They have now figured out a way on these buses where they're almost like in their own pod. You can't actually touch them. They're in this pod and they're not getting out of it. If there's any sort of craziness going on in the bus, they don't stop. They don't do the old deal where they get out. I'm going to walk back there. No, they're trained like, no, you let the Wild Wild West happen in the back. You just keep driving. And that's what's happened on the CTA, and I think criminals have kind of figured that out. So a whistleblower came forward and said President Trump did some bad things, and the White House is trying to keep it from coming out. Is this whistleblower's name Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Blasey Ford, Mattis, Tillerson, Cohen, Scaramucci, Brennan, Papadopoulos, or any of the hundreds that have already blown the whistle on this dude, and it did nothing at all? I guess that's why this whistleblower now is anonymous. And what's the point of even coming forward? The joke, I love how the media, like, they're whipped into a frenzy in D.C. I think the thing I saw on CNN was like, fire runs through D.C. as they're all want to know about this whistleblower. I'm like, as someone who has paid attention and every single month seems to be some sort of whistleblower coming forward, how is this any different? He spoke to a foreign dignitary of some form and promised him something. Yeah. I'm not trying to be pro-Trump. I'm sure it was some jerky move. But at the same time, to act like this is the, oh my God, when this drops, oh God, oh, then there will be consequences. Give me a break. All right. 3 billion less birds are around since the 70s. Literally the canary in the coal mine. That's not a good story. Although you could have fooled me since those little rat birds love to poop all over my back deck. Little rat birds. I think they're called finches. I don't know what they are, but little rat birds is what I call them. Get off my... I guess it is literally get off my lawn. The Trib did a story about the most expensive private schools in Chicago. Looking at the list, you got Parker, Latin, Lab. Weird, they didn't mention Richard H. White High School. Did that one make the list? That's my favorite one. No one goes to Richard White High School? They're all Richard White High School. All right, now it's time for the strike report. We got to do a strike report in 2019. That's where we're at in 2019, that there needs to be a segment that is the strike report. GM workers on day 4, nurses tomorrow, students for climate change tomorrow, teachers probably next week, police and fire soon, Uber drivers soon, retail soon, bowlers, they strike all day. Yeah, that's a strike report. Soon. In sports, are you kidding me, man? Are you... The Cubs have a weekend against the Pirates that has all thinking World Series, and then they just pee the bed, and they lose 2 of 3 at home to the Reds. What a disastrous series leading into the 4-game set against the Cardinals. The Cubs forgot how to hit, and maybe on the outside looking in, without their superstars, Javi Baez and Anthony Rizzo. I mean, to lose 2 of 3 at home, even shorthanded, to lose 2 of 3 at home to the Reds. This is shades of last year. And how the Cubs performed down the stretch. And probably the last year of Joe Maddon as well. It's 2 of 3 from the Reds. The Cubs are now 3 back to the Cardinals heading into this weekend. So they pretty much have to sweep it to turn the tide. I mean, maybe they have a chance if they take 3 of 4. Screwed if they split and out of it if they lose. The Brewers host the Padres today. And then they got the Pirates in Milwaukee over the weekend. And the Nationals are playing the Marlins. Ugh, hard to see the Cubs emerging without a big weekend. But maybe that's the case. Maybe they go in and they were overlooking the Reds. Maybe they said, let's let the Reds win for maximum drama. Maybe they're like, you know what, save it all for 9-19-19. And they're going to come in tonight and they're going to blow up Jack Flaherty, who's probably the best pitcher in baseball. I hope that's the case because Jack Flaherty's on the guy that I'm playing's fantasy team. I am in the finals of my fantasy, so we need Jack Flaherty to get blown up tonight. How about that? The White Sox finally got a win in Minnesota by holding their great offense to 1 run. Give it up for Dylan Covey and the 7 relievers. Sox had to use 8 pitchers last night, but another stellar night for Yoan Moncada, Eloy Jimenez, and Tim Anderson, who is still in the lead for the batting title by 5 points. The Sox now have to go 7-3 in the final 10 to avoid 90 losses. They have 7 games left with the Tigers. How about that? Who are one of the teams that have played worse than the Sox in the second half. So come on, Sox, you can do it. You can do it. Please do it. The Bears are riding high after their big victory against the Broncos, and now everyone, including the NFC, is throwing love at kicker Eddie Pinheiro. Suck it up, Eddie. Suck it up. The NFL's had a tough start to the season with quarterbacks. Seems like big names are already out. Listen to this. Breeze is out. Foles is out. Darnold's out. Ryan Fitzmagic got replaced. Eli Manning got replaced. Unfortunately, none of those play in the NFC North. But then again, Kirk Cousins is still playing, so that's probably better than actually getting injured. He's terrible. All right, that's it for Lower Wacker Live for September 19, 2019. I hope you're listening at 9:19 tonight. It's going to be maximum pleasure, effect. Beats by Wes Restless. Talk soon.